here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back here for day two of the Trident Tip-Off 2017. It is a hotly anticipated rematch between King Cove and Sandpoint, the T-Jacks and the Eagles. It was one heck of a game last night. We're going to see what happens here on the replay. We're ready to go. On the floor, we have Carl Smith and Jason Duarte laughing as they get ready for the tip-off. Two evenly heightened teams. Uh-oh. And there's a little bit of tension. Are we making the move? Oh, Jason Duarte just barely tips it off again like he did last night. Carl and him are already laughing about it. I think they were talking about the jump. They're very even when it comes to that. Moving into the paint, Gary Gould tries to put one up, and it comes off a little over the top of the rim. Rebounded, though, by Kingo. Oh, deflection by Carl. Smacks away Jason's ball, but it goes right back into his hands, and he puts it up on the putback. That is good for two. First 2 points of the game right there, Jason Duarte. Colton has the ball now. He gets himself a screen. Ian's able to get past the screen, comes back into action here, so Colton will hand it off over to Joseph Ortega. Joseph had a pretty quiet first half last night. We're going to see what he's got here today. Anthony Webster in the game now, starting five. Anthony Webster, Carl Smith, Colton Mack, Joseph Ortega, and Ryder Gunderson checked in as well. On the floor, we have Graydon Severin, who was really the X factor. The ball's almost stripped away by Anthony. He's able to get his hands back on it. Hands off to Joseph. Joseph loses it himself. But what a great pass right there. Fakes the shot. Everyone collapsed onto Joseph, and he had Anthony Webster behind the defense on the baseline. Puts it up on the low end of the block. Good for two. Ian Samuelson, Severin, Graydon Severin, Jason Duarte, Dylan Larson, and Gary Gould at the starting five here. Falling all over. I'm trying to figure out if they're going to count that basket. Dylan Larson was handed the ball down below on the post, and Anthony fell all over him, but the foul happened before the shot. So basket does not count, and it's going to be a throw-in underneath their own basket for King Cove. High lob, sends it over to the top near the half-court line, where Graydon will find Ian. Ian now with the ball being tightly guarded by Colton. Colton just having one amazing year as a defensive player. And he had a great night offensively last year. And as Graydon works his way into the paint, Ryder is going to play some defense on Graydon, and no one could keep up with Graydon yesterday. He was just the X factor for King Cove and really offered the opportunity for them to accelerate their lead and walk away with a win last night. He'll be guarded by Ryder starting things out. And so he works his way into the paint, puts up a shot, misses it, but he'll get two chances from the line. Bounces all over the top of the rim and goes down, making it 3-2 now. T-Jacks with the lead. All right, second attempt here from the line. Graydon, nothing but net on that one. Good adjustment. And here we go. Colton on the fast transition. There's really fast offensive teams there. Yesterday, they came out storming for King Cove. They had a 10-point lead and working their way. Ooh! Pushing right there by Gary as Joseph Ortega finds a lane, runs right into the paint, and puts up a little bit of a hook shot from the middle of the paint to halfway to the free throw line. He's fouled by Gary on the way there. Second team foul for King Cove. Or that's the first, I guess, for King Cove. Joseph makes that first attempt, so it's going to be 4-3 now with one more time from the line for Joseph. But yeah, Joseph was mostly quiet in the first half, but he came alive in the second half. See what he does here. Nothing but net on that second attempt, tying the game up here at 4 apiece with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Ian moving fast. He cuts over to the left, finds Graydon at the three-point line. Graydon a little far away, doesn't take it. He gets, and that was a close one. Ryder drawing his second foul on Graydon. Graydon has just been putting it into the lane, drawing the fouls. He's beaten everyone, and Ryder didn't have much of a chance to guard him last night. So Ryder's a fast runner, and so's Graydon. So I think they're going to be very well matched here. Coach calling Ryder over. I think he's probably going to have to sit down here soon. Yeah, Jesse Starnes coming in. And Jesse, just a huge weapon for Sandpoint. Let's see what he's got for us tonight. But yeah, Ryder's a fast runner, but it's just hard to keep up with Graydon. He moves really quick into the lane, and it's hard to stop him from turning the corner ahead of you. Graydon sinks both of his free throws. It's going to be 6-4 now. As we get back here into the action, Colton drives in fast, takes a nice soaring jumper, nearly at the free throw line, up and in. Beautiful shot by Colton, great form. He's just coming alive offensively here. He was struggling in the beginning of the season, and now we're starting to see it. Oh, tight defense. Oh, but Ian puts a nice behind the back. Oh, and passes it straight to Jesse. Jesse with the handoff. Graydon was just one, maybe two, 3 inches over to the side. Oh, and it goes off the fingers of Joseph. But, yeah, Ian was moving fast, trying to get around Colton. The handoff was meant for Graydon, but it goes right into the arms of Jesse. And there was a pass that tips off the fingers of Joseph and goes out of bounds. So missed opportunity there for Sandpoint. Colton with a tip out. He dives to the floor and grabs it, hands off to Jesse Starnes, and now Sandpoint gets another attempt here. Driving hard into the lane. He had defenders all around him, so Colton dished it back out to the perimeter, and Sandpoint resets their offense. Man, that was a great play there by Colton. He had the defense all over him, and he just brought it outside, kicked it out, and oh, this time driving in, gets past three defenders and puts it up into the basket. That one's good for two. About 4 points for Colton Mack there so far. Score now 8-6. And ball in the hands of Gary Gould, driving up into the paint. Puts up a jumper from about 5 feet out, maybe even four, and that's good. All right, Gary Gould with 2 points. Score now 8-8. Missed shot by Colton as he drove the baseline, but Joseph Ortega walks away with the ball, and he's going to get fouled on his way to the bucket. Knocked down as he was about 3 feet away, going for the layup, and that will put him to the line for two shots. 4:40 to go here in the first quarter, and again, the score is tied 8-8. And Joseph lines up for his first attempt. It goes all around the rim and back out. He'll get one more try here. And Joseph lines up here for the second attempt, and that one will go down. That's now 9 for the Sandpoint Eagles. They take the lead. Ian's going to move the ball up slowly. Normally they play a very, very fast offensive transition, but they're taking their time here. Sandpoint forcing them to slow down. Gary's going to take a shot for 3 off the top of the rim. Rebound's going to be an over-the-top by Dylan as him and Anthony Webster both fought for the rebound. All right, so that will be a throw-in for Sandpoint. No full-court press here so far from the T-Jacks. I thought they were going to pull it out last night, but they didn't. All right, again, the score 9-8. Sandpoint with the lead. Colton Mack with the ball. He's driving in. Pulls up for a jumper just inside the three-point line. Nothing but net. Swishes it. Great shot by Colton Mack. Really getting his offense on here. That makes it 11-8 now. Okay, ball now in the hands of Graydon. He gets a handoff from Ian. Ian cuts to the left. Graydon's going to take it all the way to the paint. Puts up into the basket, doesn't go down. Rebound goes to the hands of Carl Smith, who quickly outlets it out to Colton, who takes a long shot for 3. It's going to be high off the glass. Oh, but it almost angled down off the glass. He knew exactly where he was putting that ball. Very impressive shot by Colton Mack. It was quick release. Takes a shot, dishes out to the left-hand side on the perimeter, where Joseph Ortega was going to run all the way around the three-point line. Takes it from one end of the baseline to the other. Driving 360. Oh, tried to pass out to Jesse, but Ian was right there, and the ball gets kicked, and good hustle there by Jesse and Gary, both going after the ball. It was kicked out of bounds, though, by one of the T-Jacks. Dylan Larson's going to sit down, and in will come J.C. McNeff, making his first entrance of the game. So it'll be a throw-in for the Sandpoint Eagles here. The score 11-8 with 3:30 left to go here in the third. All right, ball in play, and Colton just drives the lane. He had a wide-open lane. You could drive a truck through that one. He saw it, took it, and puts it in for 2, making it now 13-8. Good job by Colton. All right, ball in the hands of Ian. He drives in. Colton put a nice, strong defense on him. He pulls back for a 360 jumper. No good, but just inside the three-point line. But the rebound goes to the T-Jacks, and there to finish the job is Gary Gould, taking it all the way up into the basket. Making it 10 for the T-Jacks, 13 for the Eagles. Colton Mack now handing it off to Anthony Webster. Webster back to Colton. Colton's going to go to the half-court line and let the offense reset. The offense now in motion for the Eagles. Man-to-man defense being played here by the T-Jacks. They have a real effective man-to-man. All right, ball now in the hands of Carl. He drives with the right-hand side, pulls up for a jumper. It rattles around the rim and goes down. 2 for Carl Smith. All right, here's Gary Gould. That was a fast offensive transition by the T-Jacks, and the Eagles were able to compensate and come back in time. Here's Graydon. He's trying to get past Jesse, pulls back for the jumper, and doesn't go down. Rebound to Anthony. Anthony's got defenders all over him, so he pulls back and finds Colton Mack. Colton's going to take it up into the paint. Oh, my gosh. Up the left-hand side. Two-handed layup. He had about three defenders that he had to beat to get there. That was a fast, explosive play by Colton. Making it now 17-10. Sam Point with the lead. You know, when you're playing these road trip games, it really makes a difference if you're sleeping on the floor, if you're sleeping at home. Jason Duarte with the ball now. He hands it off back to Ian on the perimeter. King Cove going to reset the offense. Gary is poking around, penetrates inside the key. Pulls back out, though, and Eagles or T-Techs are going to try this one more time. Ian looking for a weakness in Colton. Pulls over. Oh, fakes the shot, and it's a pass to J.C. McNeff on the baseline, and J.C. just wasn't there to grab it. Just maybe a couple inches to the right. And with 90 seconds to go here, Sam Point is up by 7. Colton Mack now going to walk up to the half-court line. And it was a much more intense offensive game last night in terms of speed. Both these teams taking their time. Colton takes a long jumper for 3. No good, but Joseph right there for the rebound. Bounced high off the top of the rim. Joseph Ortega cutting in. Sends it. Oh, behind the back. No look. Layup does not go down, but Anthony's there to kick it back in on the putback. That was almost like it was a coordinated pass off the backboard. It was perfectly timed for Anthony. 19-10. Eagles with the lead. Here we go now. Good job. I think that was Graydon who drove it in. Putting in for 2 now for the Eagles. And trying to keep the score here. All right. Graydon putting in a 2 basket. Sam Point takes it in. There's Colton Mack with another 2 points. Colton on fire here offensively. It took him a little while to find his groove, but man, he is getting it on today. 33 seconds left here in the first quarter. 21-12 is the score. Here we go, Graydon firing it in, working his way to the basket. The shots just aren't dropping like they were yesterday. Oh, and the rebound off of Jesse's hand, and it gets tipped away, and it's going to stay right here with the T-Jacks. That was a real good poke out there by King Cove to keep the ball in their possession. Graydon throwing it in from the corner. He finds JC on the baseline. JC will send it back outside. They've got 20 seconds. Long shot for 3 by Ian. Off the back iron, hard fight for the rebound. And great job by Jesse. He grabs the ball, keeps it alive, and throws it down off the foot of Graydon out of bounds. And that will be King Cove ball, or Sam Point ball. Good job by Jesse keeping his calm and seeing the opportunity there to push, throw it in off of Graydon. It was funny, when we were at Lumen Christi, Colton literally threw it in off of the player and got the ball back when he was throwing it in bounds. Another jumper for Colton, making that the last shot of the first quarter, 23-12. Sam Point with the strong lead, and led by Colton Mack, who had himself quite a few. 14 points I'm counting here for Colton in the first quarter alone. His offensive game is going strong. And we are looking here, Graydon leading the scoring, I believe, for King Cove. As we figure this one out, looking at the scores here, 4 for Graydon, 2 for Gary, probably 4 for Gary, making it even 12. Then we have Jason and Ian with 2 apiece, 14 for Colton Mack, really the heart and soul so far of the King Cove, or the Sam Point team. Anthony Webster with the 2 points himself, Joseph Ortega with 3, and then Carl Smith with a pair of points. You're listening to KSDP. It's day 2 here at the Trident Tip-Off 2017. It's a replay of last night's game, which is a real tight, awesome matchup between Sam Point and King Cove. King Cove walked away with a 6-point win, but man, it was a back-and-forth trade-off. Both teams had big leads at different times, and just a real good competition between these teams. It was some of the best basketball. It was the best basketball game I've seen all season, and really, you can tell why Sam Point and King Cove are 2 of the top 5 1A teams right now in the state. Sam Point with the lead right now. They're also going to have the throw-in at the quarter. Jason Duarte walked away with the tip-off against Carl Smith. Those guys are so close to each other, but Jason just gets an extra inch on him every time. Running on a sub over the baseline, Jesse Starnes gets open for a long shot for 3. Doesn't go down. Rebound fought by Colton Gary, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Gary Gold. Man, Colton just came out like a ninja, grabbing the ball out of Gary's hands, and it flew out of bounds, and Gary was scrambling to get it back. Pass into Anthony for a shot for 3, point land, no good. And we're going to have a foul called here on Sam Point. Colton Mack as they were going for the rebound. Colton follows down every last one of his shots to get the rebound, and he fights hard for them. And he stays out of foul trouble. You can tell he's a great defensive player because he does not get in the foul territory, even though he steals like crazy, gets rebounds. Gary Gould has it, drives up into the paint. Shot's just not going down for King Cove this morning. Oh, but the rebound to Anthony has a missed pass. Ian was right there to pick it off. It was intended for Colton. Ian will pull up for a shot himself. That one won't go down, and Sam Point's going to get that board. So here we go, Eagles with the ball. Joseph Ortega driving in quickly. Pulls up for a jumper from about 10 feet out. Won't go down, rolls around the top of the rim. Score staying 23-12 now. Graydon Severn has the board, and he's taking it coast-to-coast. Puts it up. Oh, man, just muscles his way past Anthony Webster and puts it up off the glass. Good for two. He's about 1 foot away from the basket on the baseline. Good job. He's just been really able to work his way in. Jesse gets the pass again. He looked at the three-point shot, didn't like it. Hands off to Carl, who tries his first stab at a three. He's a weapon from the perimeter. Oh, rebound goes to T-Jax, and Duarte gets a cherry-picked pass from Ian Samuelson. Carl is trying to deflect it, and it's going to be causing contact and sending Duarte to the line for two. Man, Carl saw that Jason was just past the defense. He tried to get there in time. Ian hesitated long enough to cast a little bit of doubt, and that gave Jason the opportunity to put it up and in. Jason, if there's one thing that Jason could work on, it's his free throws. Has a hard time from the line. He missed that first attempt. Just fires it off so fast. Making that second one, though, there we go. Duarte getting another point. Colton on a fast transition runs over past the defense, but has to stay back. Oh! And as Colton driving the baseline for a layup, he's going to get the ball tipped out of his hands by Ian. Out of bounds, last touch by the T-Jack. So the Eagles stack it up, looking for a chance here. Colton hands it over to Carl Smith, who will send it to Ortega, and Joseph now will take his time letting the defense set up. He gets a pick from Jesse, takes it over to the right-hand side. Colton from way downtown, oh, rattles around the rim and hops back out. That was a good line, though. Almost there, Jason. Oh, alley-oop pass from Graydon to Jason Duarte on the alley-oop layup. Man, beautiful shot. Good job by King Cove. That looked nice. 23-17 now. A few points for King Cove, but Sam Point remaining silent so far in the second quarter. 5:50 to go here. Oh, working his way down into the lane. Joseph Ortega fought his way past three defenders and put up a layup, but it does not go down. Sam Point scoreless so far in the second quarter. We're already 2 minutes and 15 seconds into it. Here we go, Graydon Severn working his way down into the lane. Oh, puts it around, has hands flying all over him, puts up an in. Just like that, Graydon is again showing his contribution to the King Cove team. Anthony Webster shot off a little bit today. That was a three-point attempt, no good. Another cherry pick over to Graydon, but he had defenders all ahead of him, so he pulls back. Trying this time to go in for the lane, lays it up on the left-hand side, no good. It gets knocked out of his hands. Oh, Ian for three, that's his spot. Doesn't go down. Fight for the rebound, gets tipped up, and it goes into the hands of Joseph. Ortega is now going to take it up for Sam Point. The score is 23-19. King Cove rallying here and catching up to Sam Point, who has not scored any points so far here in the second quarter. Taking it around the perimeter, Jesse Starnes now bounces it in directly to Ian Samuelson. He was going for Joseph, and Jesse's going to foul Jason with the and one. Oh, no. Jason had it, takes it up, gets a layup, and goes to the line now. Good job by Duarte. Graydon and Jason are just showing offensive power right now. Ryder Gunderson checking in right now on the Eagle bench. He's going to come in, probably for Jesse. Jason makes it a three-point play. And we're going to have a timeout called here by Coach Toby Sargent as they have watched what was it was 12-23, an 11-point lead just disintegrate on them here in the second quarter as they are I believe they're scoreless. Six team fouls for Sam Point also, so one more foul by them will send King Cove into bonus. You're tuned into 8:30 a.m. KSTP. I want to say a quick thank you right now to our sponsors. Thank you to the cities of King Cove and Sam Point, also to the King Cove Corporation and the Shoeing Corporation. Big shout-out to the Aleutians East Borough, Alu Corporation, GCI, and Tel Alaska, and thank you so much to Peninsula Airways. All these great sponsors make these games a reality. And, of course, you, the listener, if you're not a member, please become one today. If you are a member, there's never a bad reason not to give to KSDP. We are listener supported, and we need your help here to make these broadcasts a reality. So thank you so much for listening and tuning into these games. All right, there's the end of the timeout. 23-22, Sam Point, only up by one. That's a 10-point a deficit of 10 points that King Cove has here in the second quarter above Sam Point. Colton pulls up for a jumper. Nothing but net. Beautiful line there. Colton has been mostly silent. That's the first 2 points for Sam Point at all, let alone Colton, who had 14 alone in the first quarter. So getting 2 points for him. It's good to see. All right, driving it up and in. No, Graydon can't get it to go down. Jason on the putback. That won't go down either. And Colton with a rebound. Hands it off as Ryder was trailing behind him. Oh, his shot's just a little over, but Jesse Starnes gets a rebound. Finds Carl Smith on the outside perimeter. No good. Two attempts from Carl won't go down. Now it's Joseph for three. Off the top of the rim. Jason with a soaring rebound. He throws it back in. It goes off the hands of Ryder Gunderson. Man, four missed opportunities for Sandpoint there. Having a hard time getting the ball to go into the bucket here in the second quarter. T-Jax with the ball. Gary going to play point and bring it up. He finds Graydon Severin. Graydon, guarded by Jesse Starnes. Both fast players. Oh, clean deflection there by Carl Smith since Jason shot back over into Colton's hands. And as Colton was trying to beat the defense, he sees Jesse Starnes on the right-hand side cross the post pass to get past Graydon. It's going to go off of Severin's hands, though, off the baseline. The inbound pass off the baseline goes in to Jesse, who finishes it and puts 2 points on the board for Sam Point. Sam Point starting to get a little rally. That's the first 2 points for Jesse here in the game. He was a huge contributor in last night's game. 27-25, Sam Point up by five. Duarte gets the pass and cuts into the basket, puts it up on the left-hand side. No good, but T-Jax gets the board. Ooh, are we going to have a little 3-second violation right there on King Cove? Fortunate call there because Graydon had just gotten past Ryder and was taken all the way to the basket. Substitution now. We're going to see JC come back in for Dylan Larson. On the floor, we have JC, Jason Duarte, also Ian, Graydon, and Gary for the T-Jax. Colton Mack taking the ball up now for Sandpoint. He's got Carl, Jesse, Ryder. Oh, clean deflection by Ian. Colton drove into the lane on the left-hand side, got down to the block, and puts it up on the left-hand side, but Ian just deflects it out of bounds. Inbound pass down the baseline underneath their own basket for Sam Point. Joseph's going to take it all the way. No look, like it's kind of a behind-the-back lob, doesn't go down, but Carl Smith gets a rebound. A game of pass around, finds a wide-open Jesse Starnes on the left-hand side, who gets behind the defense and puts up a jumper from about a foot out, and that will be good. 29-22 now is the score. Sam Point up. All right, ball now in the hands of Graydon. He pulls up for a three-pointer. Count it. Long-distance call in by Graydon, adding three more points to his name now. Okay, here we go. Moving fast. Oh, fouled on the way up there. Carl Smith got the ball. He pulled up for about a six-foot jumper, and he's going to get tapped by Jason Duarte and sending him to the line now. The score is 29-25. Fourth team to foul now for the T-Jacks. We've got more basketball coming your way after this one, so make sure you don't go anywhere. Lord willing, the plane will fly in here and get Point Hope in tonight, as well as Kenny Dobbs, the Dunk King. So come on down at 5:30 tonight. Carl missed that first free throw, but yes, tonight, 5:30, Kenny Dobbs is going to do an exhibition for dunking. It's going to be amazing. He's also going to give a talk about substance abuse, and he's a former drug addict who has cleaned up and is able to really show people that there is a life after drugs. So come on down at 5:30. It's going to be an awesome show. I heard his videos are amazing. 2:15 to go here in the first half. Sam Point's up by four, but T-Jax had the ball. Passing it around at the half-court line. Graydon Severin with it now. He hands it up one more time to Ian. Ian calls a play into action. Gets a screen from Jason, but Colton cuts to the other side. Stays just behind him. Oh, but Ian's able to get past the defense and puts up a shot from 3 feet out. Up and in. Good for two. 27-29 now. It's only the fourth point for Ian. He's been pretty quiet so far this game. Colton drives over to the right-hand side, kicks it out to the perimeter. Joseph Ortega now. Man-to-man defense, making it hard for Sandpoint to get past, but Colton now with the ball on the baseline. He drives in, Ian's all over him, but man, make it a four-point pivot, finally finds an open gap and puts up an off-balance shot. Oh, and that's going to be a foul on Jesse Starnes as Gary going hard for the ball. Jesse put a body there in front of him, and that's going to be 1-1 now. Yep, seven fouls sends Gary to the line for 1-1. Colton, though, man, when he had the ball there, he pivoted in like 20 different directions, hit all areas. He went all around the compass to find an opening, tried to put it in off balance, but didn't go down. And now Gary with a chance to tie it up here from the line. 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Off the back iron, rebound goes to Jason Duarte. Oh, clean deflection by Carl Smith, sent into the hands of Colton. Carl with his third block of the night. Colton drives up, pulls up for a shot from about 7 feet out, no good. Oh, and a foul on Colton as Ian and him are both fighting for the ball. Colton with a little contact, and that's going to put Ian to the line for a 1-1 himself. 18 fouls now. Second for Colton. Sandpoint and Kinko both got in foul trouble last night. It looks like Sandpoint's heading in the same direction. Ian, killer shot. See what he can do here from the line. Doesn't miss these very often. Puts it up, rouse around, and out. Uh-oh. Over the top by Jason Duarte. Let's see how many fouls that is for Jason. It's going to be a couple for him. At least two, maybe three. Three fouls for Jason Duarte so far in this game. That's going to be a big deal coming up here in the second half. Colton Mack with the ball. Only 1 minute and 14 seconds left here in the first half. Passes up to the top of the key where Carl Smith will send it right back to Colton. Colton driving up the baseline, defenders all around, but that leaves Joseph wide open for a three-point off the front of the rim. Rebound goes to Joseph, though. Followed it down, and Graydon Severin with the contact as he was trying to reach in there. Good job by Joseph protecting the ball, forcing the foul. 16 foul now for King Cove. One more puts him in bonus, but we only got 1 minute left here in the first half. So throw in now for Sandpoint. Ryder gets it. He looking for a chance to turn the corner on Dillon, but instead kicks it out to Colton. Pass back from Colton to Ryder, and Ryder almost lost the pass. So he holds onto his dribble, finds Colton back. Oh, the ball is stripped out by Gary Gould. And a jump ball there as Ryder and Graydon both fight for the ball. 43 seconds to go here. Man, Gary Colton was just moving real fast into the lane, and Gary just poked in there. Didn't see it coming. Fast hands by Gary. Good job. All right, here we go now. 38 seconds left to go in the first half. The score is 29-27. Sandpoint up by two. T-Jax with the ball. Graydon drives over to the right-hand side. Oh, a clean deflection by Carl Smith. A foul call, though. That was, man, sending Dillon Larson to the line for two shot opportunity. And the crowd not pleased with that call. It was, you know, easy to ref from the stand. Joe Calver with the call, though, and he's about the best ref I've seen here in the region. First attempt by Dillon, no good. Second foul by Carl. That would have been his fourth or fifth deflection here of the first half. He's just been on fire on defense. That call upsetting the crowd, gives a little bit of extra gusto with their cheering there during the free throw attempt. Colton from about just inside the perimeter, no good. Rebound goes to Joseph Ortega, though. All right. Score is 29-28. 15 seconds left to go. Sandpoint wants to have one last shot. Oh, Colton takes up his dribble, sends it back outside. Joseph pulls up. No good. 6 seconds left. T-Jax with the rebound. Graydon's moving fast. Someone's got to stop him from approaching. Oh, and they're going to call charging on that one. Great job by Colton. Mack just got right up there. Graydon was moving real quick, and Colton just planted his feet and took the fall hard. I mean, usually when you take a charge, you're, like, planning on doing it, but Colton just did that real fast. He's got no time to fire it off. Oh! Colton, from the half-court line, off-balance, like, alley-oops the shot up, and it was, like, inches away from going in for a swish, too. So going into halftime, one heck of a first half, 29-28. Sandpoint was pretty quiet, but King Cove had a great second half, coming back strong. Let's go ahead and recap scores really quick. Colton leads all scorers here. He had 16 points so far in the first half. 2 points for Carl Smith, but he had about four blocks. 4 points for Jesse Starnes. 1 for Anthony Webster off of off of a free throw. Joseph Ortega, three for himself as well. Looking over here, Graydon Severin had 11 points. Jason Duarte did a great job on the low end post. He had 8 points. 4 for Ian Samuelson, who's mostly quiet. 4 for Gary Gold, and 1 for Dylan Larson. There we go. That's the first half in the books here at the try and tip off. It's Sandpoint versus King Cove. Come on down. There's plenty of seats left. It's a great game. And we're going to send it back to you there, Virgil, for the halftime.
Sounds good, Austin. Everything sounds grand. We'll give a shout-out to our underwriters and play a little bit of music, and we'll wait for this second half of Sandpoint Eagles facing off against the King Cove Tundra Jacks live at Sandpoint School's Trident Tip-Off.
I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSTP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, TelAlaska, the City of King Cove, the Schumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737. Any amount helps, and we really appreciate your time and your support to KSDP, the only source of media in the Eastern Aleutian region of Alaska.
What happens when you take one Canadian, add in a couple of French robots, and you get the weekend with I Feel It Coming?
When you're alone with me, I feel it coming. I feel it coming. Done with you, but my folks out of town. We got a crib with the view. Y'all come over, bring a couple friends. I keep mine with me. Shout out to Whitney, she was so wicked.
The party was so crazy. Oh, the party was so crazy. Oh, tomorrow I'll be lazy, but I'll spend it with you, baby. Oh,
Monday to Sunday. Drop, drop, drop. And we do it like ice cream for dinner. Bucket of liquor. We're getting sicker. Don't need a deeper. We're all in love. Yeah.
Drop, 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 drop.
And we do it like Monday to Sunday.
Right now, Maroon 5 and Fading In, Austin, live at the Sandpoint School.
Yes, sir, we are back, and we're underway now. About 1 minute into the third quarter, and Sandpoint has already put 2 points on the board. 31-28 now is the score. So here we are now. They have the ball in the throw in underneath the basket. Colton drives into the baseline, puts up a shot. Man, just inside the perimeter, and that's good for two. Nothing but net on that one. All right, here we go. Colton leading the team here, leading the floor on scoring, to be honest. Doing a great job offensively here tonight. Graydon Severin, he's also a threat himself. He puts up a jumper about 4 feet out. Doesn't go down, but gets his own boards. Kicks it back outside to the perimeter, and Gary Gold finishes the job that time. Gary putting up his 6 points of the game. Scores 33-30 now. 6:30 left here in the game, or in the third quarter. All right, shot fired by Sandpoint. No good. Gould with a rebound. He's going to find it over to Ian on the outlet pass, and Ian will take it up. Graydon for three. It's a good line, but off the back of the iron. Fight for that rebound. Goes off of Dylan Larson, and Sandpoint will have the ball. 33-30 is the score. Colton Mack's going to walk it up past the half-court line. Calls the play into action. Moving on the floor of the players. Colton breaks past on the left-hand side over past Ian. Pulls up for the jumper about 7 feet out. Man, you know, these two boys watching Ian and Colton play against each other, they are so fast, so skilled on ball handling. It's just so much fun. Colton now adding two more points to his 18 or 20 now. Graydon pulls. Oh, that was Gary Gould, actually. He pulls in for 2 points. Back-to-back shots for him going down. Colton on a fast transition. And we're going to see him try to get past Ian Samuelson. Ian playing catch-up fouls. Colton was driving the baseline super quick on the left-hand side. Ian trying to keep up with him, puts a hand over and draws a little contact and throw in underneath their own basket now for Sandpoint. Anthony Webster had a hard time getting engaged here in the first half. He's being tightly guarded by Graydon, forcing him to pass the ball outside to Joseph Ortega. Charging on Joseph Ortega. Gary Gould takes a hard fall as he took that one. Good job by Gary, getting in a good position, planting his feet. Two charges called so far this game. Colton Mack's charge at the end of the second quarter was absolutely stunning, giving Sandpoint a chance with the ball right before the end of the game, or the end of the first half. All right, Gary Gould shakes over to the right-hand side, kicks it out to Graydon. Graydon on the perimeter, doesn't have a shot, so he'll hand off to Ian. Ian taking it all the way over to the right-hand side. Finds Gary Gould, who drives the baseline, loses his dribble, though, but keeps his hands on the ball. So he'll kick it all the way over to Graydon. Oh, Graydon shakes and bakes and gets himself up to the... Shakes and bakes and puts it up on the right-hand side. And, man, foul on the way to the basket, so it's not going to go down. But he'll get two opportunities here from the free throw line. Timeout called here by, I believe it was by Coach Newman. Randall, doing a great job building a program here over the last 4, 5, 6 years in King Cove. He's just a fantastic coach. Really making a consistent program here. Score is 35-32. Sandpoint's up by three. They did leave by about 11 at one point in the first quarter. But, man, the second quarter, King Cove came back strong. I see Wolf Jackson getting a little tutoring right now from Toby Sargent, so we're going to see a little bit of the Wolfman here in action. All right. On the floor right now, Wolf Jackson coming in. We got Joseph Ortega, Anthony Webster, Ryder Gunderson, and Colton Mack. Graydon's going to the line now for a chance for two. He got fouled on a shot. We'll see what he's got for us here. 35-32 is the score. We got 5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Severin puts up that first attempt. Sinks it right down the back of the iron, in for one. Graydon, leading scoring right now for King Cove, has done a great job in the last two games, just being the X factor for King Cove and the T-Jacks as they go against King Cove or Sandpoint. Second attempt is equally as good, so that's going to make two more points for Graydon. 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. The score is 35-34. Sandpoint leads by one. Wolf Jackson has the ball. He's going to swing it over to the left-hand side, where Joseph Ortega will now drive up. He takes it all the way across court to the right-hand side, pulls back for a fadeaway jumper. No good. Colton follows the rebound, takes it up. Baseline jumper about 5 feet out, up and in. Good for two. Colton Mack just on fire offensively. Gary sees a lane. He's going to take it all the way in on the right-hand side. Drives up from about 5 feet out and puts up and in. Now here's Colton on a fast transition, trying to beat the defense, but Ian's right there in front of him. What a screen set up by Wolf Jackson, taking Ian down hard. Ian didn't see it coming, but, man, perfectly legal screen. Colton leaves Colton wide open. Nothing he can do about the shot, though. It goes over the top of the rim and out of bounds. What a screen by Wolf. He just took that one. Took that one hard. Ian didn't see him there, so he was going full steam. Colton Mack throws it into Wolf. Wolf's underneath the basket. Can't get his dribble, so he sends it back outside where Colton's going to pull back for a fadeaway jumper. Oh! Just inches over. Colton's smiling. He's having the game of his season right now. Offensively, 39-36 now is the score. Colton's going to have quite a few points racked up here. Just can't miss the shot. Graydon for three. He's left open by Ryder. Fortunately, doesn't go in. Wolf with his trademark rebound just soars up in the air. Colton moving fast now on the offense. He's pulling up, takes it to the left-hand side, dishes out. Joseph's open for a long shot for three. Oh, just over the top of the rim. Rebound goes to the Eagles. Good pull down by Ryder Gunderson, leaving Joseph Ortega with the ball now. So he'll hand it off to Colton. Colton gets a screen by Joseph. Pulls up for a three-point shot. Colton just cannot miss out there tonight, ladies and gentlemen, or this morning. All right, three-pointer now. 42-36 with 3:17 to go here in the third quarter. Graydon Severn looking to stop the bleeding. Drives into the lane, but defense makes it hard. It doesn't go down. That was a good attempt for the layup, but he follows up and gets his rebound. Good job by Graydon. He's just all over the place. Graydon is everywhere at once. Oh, getting past Wolf, man. What a pass by Gary. Gary was on the left-hand side of the perimeter, and he just feeds it over to Jason. He had about an inch to get past Wolf, and he does it. That was a perfect pass by Gary Gould. Great drop-in from Jason. It's good communication, good teamwork. 42-38 to score now. Same point up by four. What a nice little fadeaway jumper by Joseph Ortega. It doesn't go down. Dylan got the rebound, but it's stolen by Colton, who puts it up and in for two more points. Colton just leading. As I'm keeping score here, he is just racking it up. All right, Jason Duarte trying to get past again. Wolf keeps the body in front of him as he turns into the paint and puts up the jumper. Over the top by Jason Duarte. It's going to be his fourth foul of this game. He's coming out, and J.C. McNeff is going in. 2:20 to go here in the third. 44-38. Jason's on the bench now with four fouls. Colton Mack taking it up for Sandpoint. He'll walk it past the half-court line. Swings it hard over the right-hand side. Ryder drives in, and the shot doesn't go down, but he's going to get fouled on the way there, putting Ryder on the line for two. Colton Mack goes over to the bench, gives everyone a big shout. He's getting his boys all fired up. They've had a great game here. It's 44-38. King Cove nipping at the Eagles' heels the entire game, though, so we're going to see what happens. Hard off the back of the rim for Ryder's first attempt. Carl Smith subbing in now. He was on the bench. Anthony Webster will sit down. So we have Wolf, Carl, Colton, Joseph, and Ryder. Ryder going for his second free throw attempt. That one doesn't go down. Ian has a wide open rebound. Fast outlet pass over to Gary. They play pass around. Gary then drives into the baseline and puts up a jumper from about 7 feet out. No good. Joseph pulls down the board. Here comes Ortega. He's moving fast, but he's got 2 minutes on the clock. He's in open lane. Takes it all the way to the reverse side. Behind the back. No good. Wolf Jackson with an unbelievable behind-the-back reverse layup, goes up and in. You had to see that one to believe it. 46-38 now. Oh, and Graydon's driving in hard and getting fouled on the way to the basket. And it's a blocking call there against Carl. That's Carl Smith's fourth foul. So both big guys with four fouls to their name. Anthony Webster getting tapped. We got Jesse Starnes on the bench. He had a handful of fouls himself, so he's not having as much play time as he has had in the past. Graydon's first attempt, up and in. Good for two. 46-39 is the score here. All right, switching places on the post. Wolf goes underneath the board. He is the rebound master. Second attempt here. Let's see what Graydon's got for us. It's 1:40 on the clock in the third quarter. He puts it up and in. 2 points now for Graydon Severin off the free throw line. 1:38 to go in the third quarter. Sam points up by six. King Cove could turn this around at any second. Going for a long shot for three. It's beautiful. Up and in. Good for three. I mean, his shot is just perfect today. 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Graydon Severin. He gets a good screen by Dylan, but Wolf puts a body hard on front of him. Shot doesn't go down. Rebound to the Eagles. And, man, right, Wolf was almost just ran right down Graydon as he was blocking there. Long shot for three by Anthony Webster. He wants a taste of the action now. That one was way downtown. Second bucket there for Anthony. 52-40 now. 10-point extending their lead. Graydon drives in, but he has the defense collapse on, so he kicks it back out to Gary. Gary works his way past. Oh, deflection there, though, by Ryder as Gary was hesitating and pump faking. Ryder just tries to knock it out, and he accidentally draws contact. That was a close one. 52-40, though, with 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Gary trying to get some points here on the board for the T-Jacks as Sam Point is on the run. Oh, he missed that first attempt. See what he's got going on here. And, you know, when you sleep on the floor here on these tournaments and these road trips, it's hard on that second day. Gary gets it. Lane violation on Dylan Larson. Gary's second attempt is no good. Joe Calver with the call on that one. All right, so here we go with 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Colton Max going to bring it up now for the Eagles. Looking for one last shot at least here. He gets it over to the right-hand side, drives hard. Fadeaway jumper, nothing. Just goes straight in. Colton is on fire tonight. 30 seconds left here, 54-40. And it's going to take me, I'm going to have to bust out my hands and my toes to count up all the points that Colton has so far in the game when we do the breakdown here at the third quarter. T-Jacks looking to get some points on the board here as they end the third quarter. Ian weaves through the traffic, jump ball as Joseph just sees the opportunity and pounces on the ball. Possession goes to King Cove on that one. Good moves, though, by Ian. He was on his way to the basket. Joseph was just able to get there in time. Throwing underneath their own basket now. J.C. McNeff gets it from Gary. They're going to send it way outside. Ian now on the top of the key. Tightly guarded by Colton. He's going to have a screen, but Colton sees it. Gets around. Long shot for three. Ian just couldn't get it to go down. 2 seconds left. Joseph. Oh, Joseph fired that long shot, but Ian was right there to deflect it. And there we go into the fourth and final quarter. Sam Point's going to have a 14-point lead. Let me go ahead and do some quick counting here. 8, 16, 24. 24 plus 6, and then 4 more. That's 10. 34 points so far for Colton Mack. This kid cannot be stopped. Looking down the rest of the list, we've got 4 for Anthony Webster. He's making his first tray of the night. He's usually a big weapon from the outside perimeter, but struggling a little bit there. Joseph Ortega with 3 himself, 2 for Carl Smith, and 4 for Jesse Starnes. Carl is on the bench with 4 fouls. Looking over at King Cove, we've got 8 right there, 11 plus 4 more is 15 points for Graydon. He leads the T-Jacks. 4 for Ian, who's just not having a game for him today. We've got 8 points for Jason Duarte, 8 for Gary Gould, and 1 for Dylan Larson. Jason Duarte is also on the bench. He's got himself 4 fouls. We're going to see what he can do. Want to say thank you to our sponsors. Thank you so much to the King Cove Corporation and the Shoeing Corporation, the City of Sandpoint and King Cove. Also to the Alia Corporation, the Illusions East Borough. Thank you to Peninsula Airways, GCI, and Telealaska. And, of course, we say it every day, but you, the listener. 8 minutes on the clock. The final 8 minutes here of this game. It's the match right here. Sandpoint lost by 6 last night in what was one of the best basketball games I've seen all season. They want some revenge here. They want to get back and even things out. They're on the road to do it, 54-40. Oh, Dylan Larson fights hard to get the ball out of Ryder's hands. Ryder's able to track it down, but good hustle there by Dylan. Ryder drives into the paint, and good job drawing the foul as he moves in there and into the lane, right into the middle of the paint. Puts it up and gets fouled on the way there. So he'll go to the line for 2. And, man, Colton Mack with 34 points. Just He's smiling right now, man. This guy's cheesing ear to ear. He's just having the game of his season offensively. It's good to see him getting his groove on. His groove back, I should say. Ryder misses that first attempt. Anthony's coming in for Dylan Larson. First time we've seen Anthony, I think, in the last two games. I don't remember seeing Anthony check in last night. Anthony Reeves, another large player down below, brings a lot of strength to the game. Ryder misses that second attempt, but Wolf's right there for the board. He'll send it out to Colton. Colton's way downtown. He has a good screen. Pulls up for a long shot for three. Oh, up and in. I mean, nothing but net, and he's way, way beyond the perimeter. 57-40 now. It's like everything he touches right now is just going in. Graydon moves in on the left-hand side. Oh, but the ball is dribbled off of his foot and out of bounds. King Cove looking to get their game back in action here, but having a hard time. Sam Point's about to extend this to a 20-point lead. All right. Colton Mack now with the ball. He bounces over to Wolf. Wolf looking for an opening. He finds Ryder. Ryder drives at the left-hand side and gets fouled yet again driving to the paint. That was the third foul by Dylan Larson, by the way, before. A little body push in there by J.C. McNeff as Ryder was driving up the left-hand post. Put Ryder here on the free throw line. We will have a game immediately following this one, and then we'll take a little short breather and come back at you, I believe, at 3:30, and then we'll have one more game, but don't forget, 5:30, Kenny Dobbs should be in. The plane is a little delayed. We'll see if the time's been changed, but Kenny Dobbs, the dunk king, it's going to be a good show. All right, Ryder missed that first attempt. He makes the second one, though. There we go, Ryder. Might be his first point of the game, yeah. Ryder, been quiet here. Graydon has the ball now. 7 minutes on the clock here left to go in the game. Ian's able to get a good screen and puts up a jumper from way downtown. No good. Wolf with the rebound. Travel as Wolf hesitates. All right. There we go now. As he travels, it's going to be a throw out on the sideline for Gary Gould. Ryder's going to sit down and in. We'll check in. Number 55, Edmund Cumberledge. His first appearance that I've seen him play so far this season. Good to see Edmund in the game. With an almost 20-point lead, it's a good opportunity to give some of these freshmen a chance to get on the court. Joseph Ortega, oh, misses the handoff to Anthony Webster. And so that's going to be a missed opportunity for Sandpoint. All right, so we have Ian Sampson with the ball driving hard into the lane. Oh, it left Jason Duarte wide open on the opposite side of the post. He puts it in for two. You got to make sure you don't miss your assignment. All right, here we go. Slipping into the man-to-man defense. Colton drives in fast. The defense collapses on him in the paint, leaving Joseph Ortega wide open for 2 points himself. Here we go. Two more points for Joseph. Oh, and the score is 60-42 now with 5:40 to go. Graydon. He's got a wide open three attempt. He pulls up for the jumper. No good. Rebound goes into the hands of Joseph Ortega. And Colton Mack will slow the pace down a little bit. Probably want to just burn down the clock. Here we see the players in motion as Colton calls out the play. Wolf screens Ian. Ian gets right past the screen. Gets the ball over to Edmund. Edmund cuts over to the right-hand side. Joseph with a way off-balance layup as he gets touched. But Wolf, oh, jump ball there as Wolf was trying to power up. And Gary puts his hand hard on the ball, causing Wolf to go right back down. Good defense there by Gary. All right, ball now in the hands of the T-Jacks as Ian Samuelson moves the ball up, gets to the half-court line. Let's see what we got coming up here as Ian has a long shot for three. It's a nice little hop. It's like a rabbit hop. Oh, a deflection, clean deflection by Wolf Jackson as Duarte pulled down the board, put it up. Wolf deflects it out of bounds off the baseline. That's going to be a throw-in now for the T-Jacks. Good job by Wolf on the defense. Jason had a good look, though, at the basket. Seeing Carl Smith get a little bit closer here to Toby Sargent. Looks like he's going to be checking in here in the not-too-soon future. Throw-in goes into the hands of J.C. McNeff. He's got a wide-open look at the basket. Just can't go to go down. Oh, that's going to be it for Jason Duarte over the top on Wolf. That will send... Now we'll send Jason to the bench, man, with five fouls. 16 fouls now for King Cove. One more puts them in the bonus. The score is 60-42. King Cove is up by 18. They've got 4:35 to go, or 10 points up by 18. They've got 4:30 left to go here in the game. And coming up after this, we've got King Cove, I believe, the ladies squaring off in a few minutes here. Shot up, no good by by Sandpoint. Ian Samuelson moves quick with the ball, hands it off over to Graydon. Oh, and it's the ladies of Sandpoint and King Cove squaring off next, so don't go anywhere. That's going to be a great game coming up at right after this one. 4 minutes left to go in the game. Sandpoint's up by 18. Colton taking his time at the half court, throwing the play into action. He finds Edmund. Edmund back over to the top of the key now. Anthony drives it over to the left-hand side and pulls up a jumper from the free throw line. Good for two. Anthony, that's going to be the 7th point for Anthony in this game. Graydon left open on the perimeter. Hesitates. Doesn't take it. Air ball. And I don't know why he hesitated like that. He had a wide open look at the basket. Edmund gets a pass. Pulls up for a long jumper from 3-point line just over to the left-hand side. Good job getting his first shot in there of the game. Gary Gould moves left and then takes it all the way over to the right-hand side, gets past the defense, and puts up a jumper. Good for two. Great ball handling there by Gary. Score remains an 18-point lead for Sandpoint, 62-44, with 3 left to go here in the game. Handing it off now to Edmund. He'll take it further down the baseline where Anthony will pull up for a high arcing shot for three. Anthony doesn't have the shot honed in today. Oh, Joseph was running hard on the Graydon. And Joseph tried to hesitate and fall, stop before fouling Graydon. Graydon goes down hard. Ooh. Graydon looks like he's just going to have to take a couple seconds to... And that was a foul on Joseph Ortega, his fourth foul. And Graydon's okay. Just gets back up, takes a couple seconds to shake it off. He's going to walk over to the bench. And again, 62-44, Graydon will go to the line. 5 team fouls for Sandpoint. They did a good job slowing down the fouling. They were just running like crazy in the first half. But it's been all Colton Mack with 37 points this game. He's just on fire. I can see him leading the team now. He's leading the huddle right now with Sandpoint. And, you know, I got to coach Colton in cross-country, but I also sat in when Ralph Lindquist was the coach and helped run a couple practices during Christmas break. And I saw Colton as a young player, and he just has this ability to see what's happening on the court, and he's going to make one heck of a coach one day. He just understands the game very well. He sees things from different perspectives, and it's just great to see his offense coming online here. 62-44, Sandpoint with a healthy lead, 3 points left on the game. Still enough time for the T-Jacks to turn it around here. Don't forget, rookies and Lady Eagles going up head-to-head in the next game. So don't go anywhere. Graydon sinks his first free throw attempt. Graydon leading the charge here for King Cove. He's going to have a good score to his name. 62-45 now. Graydon makes a second. All right. Sandpoint just wants to run the clock down at this point. On the floor we have Colton, Anthony, Wolf, Joseph, and checking back. Oh, it's still in. Edmund for three. The line was better that time, but it's just a little to the left. That was almost in. Getting Edmund's confidence up here. Let him take a few shots. 2:44 to go as the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the T-Jacks. They inbound the pass. Wolf did a great job, man. He just 360s all the way around, turns into the paint, and puts up a jumper from about 5 feet out. Good for two. Wolf Jackson. He's getting better and better every single game. First 2 points in the game for him, I believe. Gary cuts to the right, gets past two different Eagles to get to the basket. Has a wide-open look at the layup, too. Good job by Gary Gould. He's just had a couple really good plays here. He's also starting to rack up a couple points himself. Looks like he's going to be at 12 right now. Ball in the hands of Wolf. Looks at the basket. Pulls up for another jumper. Hard off the glass. Rebound goes to Joseph Ortega. Colton lines up for a long three-pointer. It's good! Man, make that 40 now for Colton. He cracks the big 4-0. 2:20 left to go here in the game. It's 37-48. All right, Gary, again, driving past the defense, pulls up for the jumper, and the fourth foul on Dylan Larson. Got Joshua Bravo coming in for Edmund now, giving a good opportunity to have some of these guys that don't see as much play time get in there, and that's bonus territory now, 1-1 off that foul. And let's see who the foul was on. It was on Dylan Larson, his fourth foul. Anthony Webster was the person that he went over the top of. All right. If you haven't heard, there was a delay in the plane today, so that's going to maybe shift up a couple of the schedules because Point and Hope is supposed to be on the plane here as well as Kenny Dobbs. So we'll see how that transitions. We'll get the word out to you right away as soon as we know, so make sure you check Facebook and our webpage. Also, listen here to the basketball games. We'll announce as soon as we can. Anthony misses the first one off the back of the rim. Rebound goes to Ian Samuelson. He moves real fast, trying to turn things around here. Man, he pump fakes past Anthony. He gets a wide open shot for three, but poor Ian, his shot just not on it today. Cross the course pass, though, to Gary as he drives in. Gary has been a source of many points for Sam, for King Cove here in the second half. 90 seconds to go, 67-50. Colton with the ball. He's just going to run down the clock, hanging out, gets a screen from Anthony, takes her to the right-hand side, but pulls right back out, just trying to keep the forward motion going. Dishing it out now over to Joseph Ortega for three. Bounced around the top of the rim. Goes out bounds. J.C. McDiff with the board. Fast play over to Dylan Larson for the cherry pick, but he just can't get his hands on it. Colton snatches it up. He'll cherry pick his own pass to Joseph, and Joseph's going to pull back and try to burn the clock down himself. Wolf gets a pass. Travel. Yep. Wolf pump fake, started to slide over and didn't dribble in time, so that's going to be a turnover. 67-50. We got Anthony, Chris, and number 40, Elijah, checking in here for the T-Jacks. 60 seconds left to go here in the game. JC sets a good screen for Graydon, who puts a bucket on the board there for him. And we're seeing Devin Rule check in, Justin Mobeck, all sorts of players coming in off the bench now. Colton giving high fives, pumping up his team. It's been a great game for him. He's going to have 40 points when all is said and done. Score is 67-53, and right now we're just seeing the benches cleared as the coaches give some of these up-and-coming players some time in the court. 14 points between these two teams. Sandpoint just controlled the pace of the game. Offensively, Colton Mack, man, just really showed what he could do here in this game. It was wonderful to see him really shine. He did a lot of good stuff here. 49 seconds left to go here in the game. I'm joined by Miss Amelie Roof, my co-announcer here. All right, here we go. Joseph Ortega is going to take the ball over to Colton Mack, who just drives in, looking for a chance to get the ball over to Devin Rule. Devin gets the ball. Cross the course pass. Chris Babcock almost picks it off. Over to Justin Mobeck, who fires one off real quick. Good rebound by Devin Rule. Justin fires it off again. That one all over the top of the rim. Doesn't go down. Rebound over to Graydon Severin. Severin now with the bucket, with the ball, looking for an opportunity to get it over to Chris. Chris picks it up. Finds Elijah, who turns and burns and puts in a beautiful power-up up on the baseline. Good for two. 67-55 now. Looking for Devin Rule to get open. He's calling for a screen to get Devin open. There's Devin. Turns for a three-point shot. Oh, it was a good distance, but the line was just a little off. And with that whistle and 0.1 seconds left on the clock, it's going to be it right here, 67-55. Sandpoint will be walking away with the win here. There's that buzzer. And good job for Sandpoint. They come back after a tough loss last night and walk away with the win. Final score again, 67-55. Let's do a quick breakdown. Oh, man, Colton Mack, 40 points this game. That makes up, let's just put this in perspective, 40 out of 67 points. Also, Anthony Webster had 7 points, 5 for Joseph Ortega, 1 for Ryder Gunnarsson, 2 for Carl Smith, who got into foul trouble real early, Wolf Jackson with 2, and 4 for Jesse Starnes. Looking now at the T-Jacks, Graydon Severin, he had himself, do a little quick gorilla math here, that's 11 right now, plus 6, 17, 20 for Graydon. He definitely knocked up a couple points. There, 8, 10, 12, 14 for Gary Gold, 1 for Dylan Larson. Ian Samuelson only had 4 points, very quiet this game. Jason Duarte, who fouled out, had 10. And that will do it. here in the Sandpoint Auditorium, but don't go anywhere. We've got one more game coming your way. And the Lady Eagles are squaring off against the Rookies, so don't go anywhere. We got 15 minutes on the clock before this game begins.